Hey, good morning. How you guys doing out there? Glory. Are we ready to worship our Lord and Savior this morning? With all of our hearts? Can we stand to our feet? Glory. We're going to open this up right with a little hymn I'm sure we're all familiar with by now. All right. Let's try that again. Here we go. We put our hands together for the King of Kings.
Won't you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Won't you warrior a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonderworking power in the blood. Precious blood of the Lamb.
Sing that again.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. For cleansing to Calvary's tide, there's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Sing that again.
There is power, power, wonder-working power. In the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you be free from the blood and storm?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow.
There's wonderful power in the blood.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Would you do service for Jesus your King?
There's power in the blood, power in the blood.
Would you live daily his praises to sing?
There's wonderful power in the blood.
Well, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the precious blood of the Lamb.
Sing it.
There is power, 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 water working in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, 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 water working in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Sing that again.
There is power, power, water working in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, in the precious blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Glory! Can we give a clap offering to our King of Kings? Hallelujah. Amen. Isn't he worth it? Every bit of it. And if we would at this time, let's greet one another with a hug and a smile and tell them welcome here this morning. Hey, how's it going?
In 77 cities over the past 13 years. But the most compelling number is one. one woman, one event, one brand new day. One woman steps into the arena, whether she comes alone, with one friend, a family member, or in a group with hundreds of women. She may blend in with everyone else in the crowd, but at some point during the weekend, a moment that often comes unexpectedly, she hears a message that is just for her.
You don't have to stay narrow and small, but you can begin to enter into the expansiveness of what God has for you.
The story, the music, the drama, or the prayer speaks to her need alone. The one laugh she needed to have.
It always fills with excitement and giggles.
The one drama she needed to see.
I felt so uplifted in the midst of tragedy.
The one word she needed to hear.
It's food for the soul.
Or the one moment she needed to feel.
This moment, I am choosing to believe that I am loved, that I am forgiven, that I am beautiful.
Everybody, I am Karen Kelly, and I wanted us to show that because we're having a Women of Faith conference here in Phoenix on October 2nd through the 3rd. Well, you know, so it's a Friday and Saturday, and we are having a fundraiser today for that to help any women that want to be able to go, and it'll help break down those finances for us for the cost that it. So if you want anything delicious, there is much variety available over there after service, and we would appreciate any donation, any offering. If you can't afford much, give what you can. We'd appreciate anything that you can give to help towards this cause, okay? Because we would love for every woman that wants to be able to go to be able to go to this conference. It is really nice. Jackie's been to several and a couple of the other ladies, and they just really, really enjoyed it. In your bulletins is a communication card, and we would love for you to fill it out if you would like, and you can put that in the offering. Pretty soon we'll be doing the offering, and you can go ahead and put that in there. Also, if you have any address change or email change, we would like to have that too. Also in your bulletin is an announcements, and it's about what's coming up with Pathway. One awesome thing that is coming up today, obviously, is the fundraiser, and we would love for you to help with that. And then tomorrow night, women, it's a grind. I apologize. I forgot to have that put in the bulletin. So tomorrow night, it's a grind, 6:45, and that's near McGee off of Oracle. And we meet about 6:45. You can come later. That's fine. If you need to leave earlier, that's fine. We usually stay till it closes. So, but you can come if you want, and you don't have to get anything. You know, you could just have water if you want to just visit. But we have a good time fellowshipping. Also, Wednesday, youth. Awesome night with an awesome leader right there. Yeah. Woo! It is at Darlene, Mark and Darlene's home, and that's right on, it's in the what do you call that again, Saddlebrook? No, Eagle Crest. Eagle Crest. So, and then if you need any directions or anything, you can talk to Randy, or there's also the number here. Also, I just wanted to really quick stop by the women's ministry table because the women's ministry is just awesome here. And then, no, I'm partial, but we also have a neat list here for summer fun and frugal family activities. So for anybody, you can, and it's really a neat list that Lori brought together. She's not here, she's on vacation. But it's a really great list for you guys. So you might want to grab one of those. It's on the table. Besides, then you can see some awesome stuff that we have. And there's also Women of the Faith Conference and also about our women's Bible study coming up. So anyways, but there's lots of good stuff there for you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. If we could, let's stand together again. Let's just continue to worship our Lord.
I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone, how worthy you are. With all of my heart,
with all of my heart,
oh, I will praise you.
I will praise you
with all of my strength.
With all my strength,
I will seek you.
I will seek you.
Oh, all of my days,
all of my days,
oh,
I will follow.
Oh, all of your ways,
all your ways,
and I will give you all my worship, and I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone I worship. And I will give you all my worship. And I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone how worthy of my praise.
So we just worship him this morning with all of our hearts.
Will
I will bow down,
and I will serve you,
give you everything,
and I will lift up my eyes to your throne, and I will trust you. Yeah, I'll trust you alone.
Trust you alone.
I will give you all my worship. And I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone, how worthy of my praise. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise.
We just worship him this morning. Give him all of our praise. God, you're so worth it. Holy Spirit, would you just come and fill us in this place today, Lord? Let your will be done, God, as we worship you in spirit and in truth, God. Open up our hearts, Lord. Sing that together.
I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my. Yes, I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone are worthy of my praise.
Would you just let the Spirit just enter into your heart right now? Let him fill you to overflowing like Pastor talked about last week. We've got to let this happen in this church. And every day in our lives, everywhere that we go, that the Spirit would flow out of us and onto others. God, would you break our hearts this morning as we worship you, as we lift you up, God. Would you just break our hearts, God, soften them, God, to what you want them to be, God. That, God, we would be moldable, God, to be made into your image, God. And no matter the discomfort, God, we invite it. We invite you to come into our lives and change what you must, God. That we may worship you in spirit and in truth, God. God, continue to increase within us, God, and decrease us, that you may be glorified. You would just take this time to worship him with your heart. We worship you. Everything you are. God, do what you must.
I will worship
with all of my heart.
Lift your voices.
And I will praise him with all of my strength.
With all my strength.
And I will follow all of your ways. And I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone. How worthy of my praise. I will give you all my worship. I will give you all my praise. You alone, I long to worship. You alone, how worthy of my praise. I will give you all
tell him you love him this morning. Say, I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. How wonderful that one day we'll get to be with him forever. That we have that hope. Hallelujah. We just say, I love you, Lord. We seek your face, God, this morning. As we worship you, God. We worship you and we want to seek your face, God. How wonderful it will be that day, that great and wonderful day when we get to be with you. God, we have something to be excited about. Would you help remind us of the hope we have as Christians, God? Hallelujah. That you have gone to prepare a place for everyone, God. That you love us so much that you sent your son Jesus to make that way through his death on the cross. We just glorify you, God. You're worth every bit of me, God. Not just a portion, but all of me.
Bitter is one day in your courts. Bitter is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands of us.
Sing that one more time.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands as away. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day. Thousands as away. Presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings. 'Cause better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Yeah.
Thousands elsewhere, Lord. No better place to be than with you, God. Just worship Him.
One thing I ask, and I would see. To see your beauty, to find you in the place your glory dwells.
Sing it out.
'Cause better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere.
Better place to be.
There is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere.
Better is one day.
There is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere.
My heart and flesh.
My heart and flesh cry out for you, the living God. Your spirit's water for my soul. I've tasted and I've seen. Come once again to me. I will draw near to you. I will draw near to you. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere.
Can just lift your voice to Him.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere.
Sing it out. Oh.
Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day in thousands elsewhere. Better is one day. Better is one day. Better is one day in thousands elsewhere.
Better is one day in your courts.
Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts. Thousands elsewhere. Thousands elsewhere. Thousands elsewhere.
Feel the Spirit moving here this morning?
Hallelujah.
I know I do. We sang in that song, I will draw near to you. And God promises that if we draw near to him, he will draw near to us. Yes. We're going to start something new here on Sunday mornings called Ministry of Prayer. I'm going to ask our prayer teams to come forward. Carl and Chris and Dick and Lynn and Jonathan and Evelyn, if you would. During this last worship song this Sunday, I want to give you an opportunity to get the junk out of your system so that God can fill it with something good this morning.
Hallelujah.
Whatever it is that's going on with you right now, whether you have unconfessed sin in your life or whether you have worry and anxiety that's weighing you down, whatever it is that's going on in your life today that you need to get rid of so that God can speak to you today, I want to give you that opportunity to just lay that down at the foot of the cross.
Yes.
So that God can fill you up with his goodness.
Thank you.
This morning. You can pray in your seats while we're singing, if you like. You can come forward if you want to pray with somebody. You can come forward to our prayer teams and have someone pray with you. Whatever it is you want to do, I just want to give you that opportunity to get right with God and get those things out of your system so that he can talk to you today. Let's worship together.
Fresh on me. better is one day in you. We just let the Spirit come and fill us this morning. We open up our hearts. Whatever God may be doing. If there be anything that stand in the way, would you just throw that down at his feet and come running to the King of Kings?
Your Spirit come. fall upon me now. Let the rain fall down. Pour upon my soul. Come and wash me now. Come and make me whole. And let the rain. Upon my soul, come and wash me now.
Come and wash me now.
Come and make me whole.
Come and make me whole.
Let your spirit come.
Let your spirit come.
Fall upon me. Let your spirit come.
Let your spirit come.
Fall upon me now.
Fall upon me now.
Let the rain fall down.
Let the rain fall down.
Pour upon my soul.
Pour upon my soul.
Come and wash me. Come and make me whole.
Come and make me whole.
Glory.
We're going to continue now in our worship time by worshiping the Lord with his tithes and our offerings. Prayer teams, you
Amen.
Can be seated. Yes. Get excited about it.
Amen.
God loves a cheerful giver.
Amen?
Amen. All right. So let's say a word of prayer over the tithes and offerings, shall we? Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for what you're doing in this room this morning. Thank you for your presence with us here today. Lord, thank you for blessing us as you have. And right now we just want to give a little bit back to you, Father. We pray that you would bless these tithes and offerings. Bless our church. In Jesus' name, amen.
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty, that my soul longs and even faints. For here my soul is satisfied within your presence. I sing beneath the shadow of your wings.
Can we just lift this up to him? Better is one day.
Cause better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere.
Sing it out.
Better is one day in your courts. Better is one day in your house. Better is one day in your courts, thousands elsewhere.
Better is one day.
Better is one day. Better is one day, thousands elsewhere.
Thank you, worship team. That was great. All right, before we get going here this morning, Vimal Johnson wrote us a little note for those of us who helped her. Our church helped her out with getting down to Nogales this week to get a root canal and a tooth extraction. And it was a big, ugly, painful mess, and she was short of funds. So we took a church offering last week, and we were able to come up with the money to help her out. And she wrote this little note. It says, "Pastor Doug and the church family, I would like to thank you very much for the help you gave me for the teeth work. Also, I would like to thank you, Ray, Consuelo, and Lola, for giving me a ride to Nogales for the dentist. Howard and I, we love you all very much. Love, Vimal." So thank you, everybody, for your hearts, for your giving hearts. You guys are amazing. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate every single one of you guys, and I'm so glad that you're here this morning with us. We have this series verse that we've been going on, that we've been going over every week for this sermon series we've been doing, and it's Romans 8:9a. Have you guys been working on this? All right. And it says, let's read it together. "You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you." And so keep that in your mind, in your heart, ingrained it in your brain, so that you can pull it out when you need it, when you need it. For instance, say you have a problem with anger, and somebody cuts you off in your car on the freeway, and your first instinct is just to slam on the horn and cuss them out and give them the finger, right? But you have this verse in your mind. "You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you." And so you can take a deep breath, and you can say, "God, thank you that I have your Spirit inside me controlling me rather than being controlled by my sinful nature." And you just go ahead and pass the person and give them a little wave and a smile, and everything's happy. Okay? You can apply this to your everyday life. So keep this verse around and put it somewhere where we can review it and keep it in your brain for when you need it. All right. We have been going on for the last 3 weeks about this new vision statement that we have for Pathway of Hope. And the vision statement is this. It says, "We exist to glorify God by being a Spirit-filled people, empowered by Him to accomplish His perfect will in an imperfect world." And we talked 2 weeks ago about what it means to glorify God with how we live. Last week we talked about what it means to be Spirit-filled people, have the Holy Spirit inside us, overflowing out of us. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about what it means to have His perfect will in an imperfect world, what that phrase means. And, you know, it's not enough what we talked about last week with being Spirit-filled people. It's not enough just to, you know, be filled with the Spirit on Sunday mornings when you're at church and leave all happy and joyful, and then you go about the rest of your life, the rest of the week, living your own thing, and then you come back on Sunday morning and you get filled with the Spirit again and you're all happy and joyful, and then you go about your life the rest of the week and living your own thing. And you come back the next Sunday and you get filled. You know, that's not what I mean when I say we need to be Spirit-filled people, not just on Sundays at church. We need to be Spirit-filled people in our daily lives so that the people around us know that we're different. So that the people around us, remember the illustration I used last week with the glass and the water and the pitcher of water, and you know, the glass was us and the water was the Holy Spirit, and as you know, when we're saved, we get water in our glass. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us. But being filled with the Spirit to overflowing means you dump the pitcher into that glass and it just overflows out the top of the glass. And remember that bowl I had to catch the water? The bowl represents your environment, your world, the people around you, the people at your work, the people in your family, the people, your neighbors. You know, everybody who has a contact with you during the day, if you are filled with the Spirit to overflowing, then you're empowered by God to change other people's lives because they see the difference. The Holy Spirit flows out of you and they see it. That's what I'm talking about today, is impacting your environment for Christ. So, I have a secret. You guys want to know my secret? Lola, you want to know my secret? You don't want to know my secret? Karen, you want to know my secret? Come here. Come here. I'll tell you my secret. Okay. The rest of you guys want to know my secret? My secret is I'm not perfect. I know, right? Shocking. I'm the pastor. I'm supposed to be better than everybody else, right? No. I'm not perfect. It's the first point you can write down on your note sheet. Pastor Doug's not perfect. I mess up. Seriously, over the next few years, decades, however long God has me at Pathway of Hope, I am sure that I will offend or hurt just about everybody in this room at one time or another. I'm not perfect. I will forget your birthday. I will not be able to get off of work to come visit you in the hospital. I will say something up here that offends you. I'll drink a Coke in front of you and offend you. Whatever it is. I'm not perfect. I mess up. I want to set your expectations right now in week 3. I'm not perfect. I will mess up. All I ask is that when I mess up, when I offend you, hurt you, come talk to me about it. Don't just hold it inside of you and let it eat away at you. Don't talk to other people about it and start spreading nasty rumors and splitting the church. Come talk to me. I'm an easygoing guy. I'll apologize. I'll try to make it right as best I can or at least explain where I was coming from when I said what I said. You know, seriously, just come talk to me about it when I hurt you, okay? Because chances are it's going to happen at one point or another because I'm not perfect. Okay? That's your first point. Second point is you're not perfect either. Some of us act like we are. They're holier than thou and judging everybody and whatever, but you're not perfect either. You mess up. You sin. We all do. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." We have all messed up. We have all sinned. I probably sinned 5 times this morning, you know, just with my attitude and stuff. I don't know. But we're not perfect people. We mess up, and it's only by God's grace that we're allowed to spend eternity with Him. I don't think I've ever, I think I have a few years ago, told you my little story about justice, mercy, and grace, what the difference between those three things are. Justice, you can write these things down on your outline. Justice, the definition of justice, is getting what you deserve. That's justice. For instance, you rob a bank, you get caught, you go before the judge, he sends you to jail. Right? That's justice. You got what you deserve. And we, being imperfect people, being sinners, the justice end of that is we go to hell. That's what we deserve. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death." So we deserve to go to hell. That's justice. God is a God of justice. But the good news is, God is also a God of mercy. If justice is getting what you deserve, mercy is not getting what you deserve. Mercy is you rob a bank, you get caught, you go before the judge, and he lets you off with a warning. The judge had mercy on you. It's mercy. And because God is a merciful God, he says, okay, you're sinners, yes. You deserve to go to hell. But I'm going to give you an opportunity to accept my mercy and my grace so that you don't have to go to hell. That's mercy. That's a good thing because we're not perfect. So if justice is getting what you deserve, mercy is not getting what you deserve. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. So grace would be like, you know, you rob a bank, you get caught, you go before the judge. Not only does the judge let you off with a warning, but he cuts you a check for $100,000 just for your trouble. That's grace. Giving you what you don't deserve. And it's the same way with God. He's a God of grace. And not only does he say you don't have to go to hell being a sinner, but you can come spend eternity with me in heaven. How would you like that? And I'll explain in a minute how all those three things mesh together, because God is a God of justice and a God of mercy and a God of grace. And there is a way that they can all mesh together. Point three on your outline. I'm not perfect, you're not perfect, but God is perfect. God is perfect. Leviticus 19:2 says, "Be holy because I, the Lord your God, am holy." God is holy. He's perfect. He does not sin. He is the standard to which we all have to measure up and fall short. And because God is holy and perfect, nothing can be in his presence that is not also holy and perfect. So how does that work with the whole grace thing about us getting to heaven and being with him? I'll tell you. Something had to satisfy the justice. Someone had to satisfy that justice that God has that says you're a sinner, you have to go to hell. You have to die. The wages of sin is death. God doesn't want us to have to take that on. So he sent his only son, Jesus, in human form, to die on that cross and pay that penalty for our sins so that we don't have to. When he died on that cross, he took all of our sins on himself and he paid that penalty for us, that penalty of death, so that we don't have to pay that ourselves. And when he did that, the blood of Jesus washed us clean as white as snow, and then because of that, we appear as holy and perfect before God. That's how we're allowed into heaven. But we got to accept that washing. We got to accept that cleansing. We got to accept that sacrifice that God made for us. His son died so that we could be holy and perfect in heaven before God. I think that's amazing. I wouldn't give my son up for anybody, I'll tell you. But God did for you. And if you were the only person on earth who had ever sinned, he still would have done it just for you. That blows me away. Yay, God. So God is perfect. And also, God's will is perfect. God's will is perfect because he is perfect. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, "Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and what? Perfect will." And this is on your note sheet also, and I want you to underline a few things for me. First of all, the word living sacrifices, that phrase. "I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices." What does that mean? That means we're to surrender control, like we talked about a couple of weeks ago. It's the only way to really give God glory in our lives, to surrender everything to him. And that's what it means to be a living sacrifice, to live your life as if it's not your own. You're now living for God 100%. And the Holy Spirit is filling you. It's overflowing out of you, like we talked about last week. And the people around you are changed because of you. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform, underline, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. And that is what we were talking about, Romans 8, 9a. We're not controlled by the sinful nature anymore because the Holy Spirit is inside of us, controlling us. So we don't have to give in to those temptations, those urges that come from inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit inside of us helping us to conquer those things and become more like Christ. And that's the last thing I want you to underline is but be transformed. Underline the word transformed. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what the Holy Spirit does inside of us. He is inside of us. He's transforming us. It's a process to become more and more like Christ. That's what Christian means, Christ follower. And as you follow Christ, you become more and more like him in your thoughts, in your actions, in your speech, in your heart. You take on the heart of God. And you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when that happens, then you're able to see what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. What is God's will? Let's look at 2 Peter 3:9. It says, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, and listen to this, but everyone to come to repentance. That's God's will. That's God's perfect will, is that everyone would come to repentance. And as we are filled with the Spirit, the people around us are changed. They're transformed. They know something's different. They want what we have. And as we're used by him, we're empowered by him because of the Holy Spirit to accomplish his perfect will in this imperfect world. Bringing people to him. Here's kind of a summary statement. It says, when we're controlled by the Spirit instead of the sinful nature, we get that from our memory verse, right? Romans 8:9. Okay? So when we're controlled by the Spirit instead of the sinful nature, we're empowered by God to accomplish his pleasing and perfect will, from Romans 12:1-2, which means being used by him to bring people to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9. So when we're controlled by the Spirit instead of the sinful nature, we're empowered by God to accomplish his pleasing and perfect will, which means being used by him to bring people to repentance. And here's the best part. You don't even have to do anything. Holy Spirit's going to do all the work. All you got to do is show up and do the last thing you were told to do. Show up and obey. Follow the Spirit's prompting in your life. Whatever God's telling you to do, do it. That's how you accomplish his will. In Luke chapter 5, there's a story about when Jesus was calling his first disciples, and he walks up to these fishermen on the beach and he uses their boat to preach from, and they're kind of cleaning their nets on the beach, and Jesus finishes preaching, he comes back out, he comes back in into shore, and he says to Peter, he says, hey, go on out there and throw your net down on the right side of the boat. And Peter says, we've been fishing all night and we haven't caught a thing, you know, but because you tell me I'm going to do it, okay, I'll do it. So Peter goes out in the boat and he throws his net down. And he tries to pull it up again. And it's the net is heavy. He can't get it up. And it's just so, it turns out it's so full of fish that it's almost breaking the net. And his partners come out in the second boat, and James and John, who are also future disciples, they come out and they help him get the fish into the boat, and the fish just fills both boats so that they're almost sinking. So many fish were caught by Peter. And they left everything and they followed Jesus. But let me ask you this. Did Peter put the fish in the net? No. Who put the fish in the net? God did. What did Peter do? He obeyed. Did what God told him to do. And after that, Jesus told Peter, you're done fishing for fish, buddy. Now on, you're going to be a fisher of men. the same way with us. We're not going to bring people to God on our own. We don't have to convince them. We don't have to debate with them. All we have to do is obey. Do what God's telling us to do. Say the words that he's telling us to say. Take the actions he's telling us to take. And as we do that, the people around us, they're going to come to God because the Holy Spirit's going to do the work. He's the one changing people, transforming them, turning them from the inside out, making them like God, drawing them to himself. It's not our job. It's the Holy Spirit's job. Our job is to obey. There might be someone here today that maybe you've never accepted God's mercy and his grace. And you want to do that this morning. You want to make that decision to give your life to God today. You want to be a Christian. Let's all bow our heads right now. If you want to make that decision today to give your life to God 100%, not hold anything back, if you could just raise your hand right now and make eye contact with me so that I know to pray with you, and you can make that decision today. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. God has something for each of us to do in our lives this week. Are you going to obey him? Be filled with the Spirit to overflowing. Let it flow to the people around you, your environment. Let them be changed by God, and just obey what God's telling you to do. Are you willing to do that? Raise your hand right now if you're willing to obey what God tells you to do this week. Yes. Amen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we know that you have a plan for each one of us, Lord, and you have a plan for the people that are in our lives right now that do not know you. We know that you are drawing them to you, Lord, and you're going to use us to accomplish that, to bring them into a relationship with you. And Lord, right now I just give myself to you to be used this week in my job, in my family, in my neighborhood, whatever it is, Lord, use me. Lord, I pray that the people in this church, Lord, we pray the same thing. Lord, just use me this week to accomplish your perfect will in an imperfect world. Amen. I'll tell you what, we're going to close this morning something upbeat. We're going to leave you on a high note. We're going to sing There's Power in the Blood one more time. And let's rock this place out, all right?
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you worry all a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. Well, there is power, power, wonder in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come then for cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be whiter, yes, whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. precious blood of the Lamb.
Can we sing His power?
Power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service for Jesus, the King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily His praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood. Precious blood of the Lamb.
One more time.
There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Yes, amen. Amen. I dismiss you with this. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing His will, and may He work in us what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
You are dismissed.